Lord, you are holy. Lord, you are worthy. You're worthy of all of our worship. You're worthy of our very lives, God. We love you so much. And we will worship you from now and all through eternity. We give ourselves to you, Father. We sing that we are making ourselves an offering, God. I pray that you'd help us to understand what that means. Help us to see how we can do that. Help us to see how we can live our lives just simply as an offering back to you, because you are so worthy and you are holy, God. We love you today, Lord. It's so great to be in your presence. God, bless your people today. Let them feel your love and your presence and your holiness today. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead and be seated, please. There's a book called The Organic God by Margaret Feinberg. And in the book, she asks, how much does God want me to give? And then she asks another question. She says, what does God love? It's interesting to look in the Bible for phrases that talk about God gives and God gave. It's an amazing word study when you just see all the things that God gives us and all the things that God gave us. And then it's also interesting to find out what God wants us to give. And there's not too many places in the scriptures where it says what God loves. But one thing it does say in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, it says God loves a cheerful giver. God loves it when we're cheerful when we give. Not out of reluctance, not out of compulsion, not out of a sense of guilt or burden, but just out of a cheerful heart, just giving back to God worship, giving back to God our very lives, giving back to God our offerings. God looks at the heart, not the gift. He's not as concerned about how much you give, but he's concerned about how you give and the attitude in your heart. And when we give joyfully, when others see us give joyfully, when our children and our grandchildren and our friends and brothers and sisters see us give cheerfully, we're actually representing God, who also gives cheerfully to us. And they say, God must be a cheerful giver because I see you and you're a cheerful giver. And giving is a lot like praying. It doesn't change God when we pray. God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But it changes us when we pray, because we come in alignment with God and his purposes. So when we give, it doesn't change God, but it changes us. In the process of giving our time, our money, our service, our gifts become like prayers to God. And it changes us when we give in that respect, when we give that with that attitude. As acts of worship, we give from our heart back to God. And also our giving exposes what I really believe is the true source of everything that I have. Who really owns all that I have? What do I have that I have not been given by God? And so as we give, it helps to demonstrate our ownership and who really owns all that I have. We're just stewards. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that we have this opportunity to give back to you worship. Thank you that we have this opportunity to give back to you our very lives as an offering to you, God. Thank you that we have this opportunity to give of our financial gifts, because in so doing, it changes us and it helps us to declare once again that you are the owner of all that we have. We're just simply stewards of what you've entrusted to us. So as we give today, Father, help us to give with a cheerful heart. Help us to be cheerful givers, because we know that that pleases you. God, bless your people as they give generously today and as it reflects the generous heart of God himself. God, bless your people as we give today in Jesus' name. Go ahead and stand up, please. There are many different ways you can give. You can come down to these baskets in the front. We have secure wall safes along the back. You can give. You can also give online if that's more convenient for you. But at this time, let's go ahead and come on down and please give. Thank you.
praise you, God. God, you are huge. God, you are good. Your mercy is new today for us, God. We love you and we embrace you today. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, amen. God bless you today. I want to encourage you, what you do from here this week, this is the most important ministry. Not what just happened today, but what you do this week in your neighborhoods, in your cities, in the workplace, your church, it's out there. What you do in your church, in your sphere of influence, that is what is most important. Go be the church in Anchorage. Amen. Be blessed. We'll see you next week.